Hi there, my name is Magnus.
And my name is Jordan Turner. Welcome to the show.
Why did you say welcome to the show and your last name?
Because that's professional. That's what a professional would do.
You're not a ringmaster, Jordan.
I am.
You don't have a big top hat and a whip.
What else was I supposed to say?
Welcome to the show. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Well, you couldn't just go, Magnus.
Yeah, but you do
Jordan. Say. Podcast.
That's what I wanted to do.
Well, what are you gonna? Well, what? So you want to do that then?
Yeah, let's do that.
Fair enough. Okay, we'll do that. Fine. That's up to you. Okay. On you go then. On you go.
Okay. I'm Magnus.
And I'm Jordan Turner. Welcome to the show. That's what I wanted to do. Here we go. Sorry.
Okay, never mind.
Never mind. Topic for today, Mike, what is it? Tell me.
Awesome. What I'm allowed to.
You can speak. Yeah, okay. You can speak now.
I'm allowed to have my own input, am I?
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay, go.
Right, well, the topic for this week is pandas and the reproduction of pandas and the lack of it. And why is there a lack of reproduction?
And why are they not as turned on? Why are they not as roundy?
Yeah, why are they not, you know, trying to ram their mum?
Okay, unacceptable. You know, I think they might just need to buy some sexy lingerie for the women pandas. Get a nice thong on.
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Maybe a fake penis for the guy pandas. But then
that doesn't really help at all.
No.
That's like, yeah, no point. Anyway, so the pandas, why are they not doing it, Mag? Tell me.
Tell you.
And tell me, in your own words, up to 100 words, of why you think they're not doing it. And I will be counting the words. Every single word you say is getting counted by me.
So.
One.
This.
Two.
Counts.
Three. Four.
Please don't
five, six,
words.
Seven, eight, nine. No. Yeah. They've actually, do you know what they've actually done? Is we heard that, we read it on Wikipedia, that they're actually...
Because everything on Wikipedia is true.
It's true.
Everything you read on Wikipedia is true.
If somebody is supposedly dead on Wikipedia, they have to be killed, mm-hmm. don't they, Mike, to keep it up to date.
I read on Wikipedia that Fred Perry takes it up the arse. I'm pretty sure.
He would have to take it up the arse to live up to the allegations, wouldn't he?
Exactly.
Good stuff. So what they're doing now is they're actually showing pandas some panda porn.
This is actually very, very true. me and Jord, just, you know, deciding on this topic, went to actually look at why the reproduction of pandas is not really working out for them. And we found that people have actually tried showing
panda.
Giant pandas mating. And so it's basically like watching... Female pandas gone wild.
Yeah. Backdoor pandas.
That's more like in that backyard wrestling.
They could be wrestling in it as well. They might wrestle and have it off. Could be a bit of both. We don't know.
We'll have to find out.
So, do you think that?
And
what?
As well as the videos.
Yeah, as well as the videos.
They give the males Viagra.
Let me read this. Where are you getting it from?
It's right in front of me there.
They give the males Viagra. That's quite good.
That's quite cruel, I would think. If you're not wanting to have sex, if you're not in the mood for it.
What's this? It's like an extra arm.
It's like a third leg.
Yeah. It is a bit cruel.
But that's
people
what we
love
need
pandas.
To,
people want
what
to
we
see
need
pandas.
To do, I'm just spat on my keyboard there.
Lick it off then.
Lick it off.
People want to see the pandas a lot more. They want to see a lot more of them. Because I wouldn't want pandas to die. You wouldn't want pandas to die.
I wouldn't want pandas to die.
I'd be quite upset.
If pandas were dying, I'd go up to a panda and be like, look you, don't die on me.
Then don't die
punch him in the face. Don't die on me.
Give him a black eye.
Hey.
I think they might be losing sort of the excitement of life. They're sitting about on their arses, eating bamboo like it's fried food. How could you excite them in other ways than just sex? To make them want, well, not just sex, but like excite them so that they feel up to, they need the motivation to reproduce, and I think they need something
to
motivate them.
Need to be motivated. I mean, what motivates us to have sex? I think just the sight of a delicious-looking woman.
Don't maybe really need maybe they need a that. Sort of model pandas. Pandas that, like, hot pandas, you know what I mean? Like a girl, maybe, a skinny,
maybe we need to slim some of those girl pandas down.
Yeah, get them on the treadmill.
Put some...
lose weight, you fat bitch panda.
Okay, that's not going to motivate the girls panda.
Okay.
They'll just be doing it for the girls. They'll be like, yeah. I'm doing it for the girls.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
We could we could maybe convince the girl pandas to get some plastic surgery.
Magnus Muir.
Like some fake boobs or something like that.
Fake tits on a panda. I like that.
Starting
that a lot.
To sound a bit like the Elephant Man or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pandas we're talking about, not elephants.
No. Or elephant men with breast implants. We're not talking about that either, so don't get confused.
I've just read something else here. The father has no part in helping raise the cub.
That's like most fathers in Scotland, I would say.
Yeah, that's like most fathers in Scotland.
Brilliant. How would you feel as a baby panda? Not to have that sort of male alpha streak in you, even if you were, like, if you're a male panda.
No, but male panda, well, baby pandas see their dads as, I'm just watching the telly.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's how I see my dad. It's not. My dad. I like his haircut.
You know how I miss Jord?
Who?
Jay.
Oh, I forgot to speak about Jay.
We forgot. And what we should also do, I think, is, we should speak about Jay, because Jay is just a given. We were supposed to have Jay on the show, and...
You're calling it the show now.
You got me into that. And we're supposed to have Jay on the show, and he's not here because...
My mum's
sent him home because he's got a curfew with him and my sister. Because him and my sister...
are at it.
Like... pandas.
Like pandas. Like, no, not hopefully like, hopefully, like hopefully not like pandas. Well, it's up to you. Do you want them to
I don't want them to be added like rabbits. Pandas,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Keep it clean. Panda
clean.
Celibacy. That's what we think. That's what we believe.
Oh, it's not even celibacy. It's just lack of.
Lack of.
Yeah. Lack of try.
Yeah.
There's no try in a panda.
But, I mean, they are very funny.
Mm-hmm. Some people may think this podcast isn't all that funny. We have heard feedback from some people.
The locals.
Mainly. Mainly that retard James Ruck.
Hey, he's my friend. He's not retarded, but he does... He's a little bit...
James Ruck tonight gave me 20p for a pack of Transformers, but that doesn't mean I'm going to forgive him.
Because
last podcast...
wasn't very funny. But then again, James Ruck...
He wants us. What does he want us to be like, Jordy? He wants us to be... crazy and funny and like yeah and then a farted in her face and arse,
that's his sort of style. And though he does, I think James Ruck is the sort of guy that finds the child's TV program Pocchio entertaining. I think if he sat down to watch that, he'd be quite happy.
I think he probably laughs like an anime character as well. He does actually laugh like an anime character, like hee.
What? And he's got a bike that's too small for him, doesn't he?
He's got a fucking retarded...
retarded bike.
Bike.
BMX. Sorry, bike. James. Sorry for this. I hope you hear this.
I'm not sorry.
Jordan, sorry, but that's only because I see you
tried
at work
to beat you up
and it'd
to
be
it.
Awkward, wouldn't it? If I said loads of horrible stuff about you and seeing you at work.
Next time I see you, James, my fist up your bum. I mean, your face.
And two Transformer packets of crisps.
Two Transformer packets of crisps, you and me. For being nasty about our last podcast.
So back on the panda, just so we can wrap it up.
Okay, just one more. Fuck you, James.
Okay, easy. Shh. Okay, sorry, James. The pandas. Shout out to the pandas. Should we give a shout out to the pandas?
Shout out.
Was not much point. They won't understand, but...
We'll just sit there going...
To the people that care. No, to the carers for the pandas...
You're trying really hard. Read the review.
Well done for trying hard. But some things to maybe help you on the way were plastic surgery, e.g. breast implants.
I think they're supposed to die out, pandas. They may be nice, like bears, but I think it's getting to a stage now where it's getting kind of stupid and it's their own bloody fault if they die out.
I would still like to ride a panda.
Hopefully that doesn't imply anything, which I think it is.
Not in bestiality terms. I mean, I would like to put a saddle on it and say, I want to go where you want to go. It probably won't go anywhere. It'll probably sit back down and start eating again. Just
follow.
Yeah. Get up for me. Yeah. But
I think that's a good place with Jordan and his animal cruelty. I think it's a good place to...
You suggested giving them breast implants.
Was just some input. That wasn't... Okay. I didn't suggest to put a saddle on them and ride them all the way to China. Well, they are in China, but...
They're in China. Ride them...
All the way back from China.
Or to the shops.
That's basically as far as you get to the shops. I mean, only if there was bamboo at the shops.
Yeah.
If there wasn't any bamboo at the shops, you'd have to just have like a stick of bamboo in front of it to even make it move a couple of metres.
Or a cattle prod.
They'd be the worst, like, I think they could be like the anti-ox, because they literally, like, they would give you more work. You'd actually have to end up carrying the panda.
Yeah, I couldn't carry a panda. I don't think we both together probably couldn't lift a panda.
No.
Maybe if we had a shopping trolley, we put it in.
I don't think the shopping trolley. Probably bend the
cart. I think we should. Yeah, let's get that wrapped up like a nice bit off.
Let's get it wrapped up like a little samosa.
Okay, so thanks very much for listening to the show.
I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't enjoy it, you can join James Ruck and the rest of the people that are going to get
on his tiny bike,
and they're going to get a punch to the face.
Night night.